is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Pelicans, your daily podcast on the New Orleans Pelicans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another edition of Locked On Pelicans, the only daily podcast covering your favorite team, the New Orleans Pelicans, and NBA as a whole, available on iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm your host, Jake Madison, at NolaJake on Twitter. Excited to be with you all here in this midweek edition of Locked On Pelicans. Got a couple of things to go over. We finally got an update on the Rajon Rondo situation. I want to talk about that, how it's going to have an impact on the offense, maybe where the Pelicans go from here. We got a bit of insight at practice today on how they're going to handle his absence, what the plan is going to be. Maybe that's going to be predictive for opening night, since we're not really going to see much in this final preseason game on Friday. So going to discuss that, going to talk about a couple of other different topics with the Pelicans. It's an interesting trade idea thrown out there on ESPN.com, and I'll tell you why I would actually do this. And if there's time, talk about some of the dribble handoff offensive concepts I said I wanted to get into. If not, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow on Thursday's edition. And then Friday, we'll preview the game, tell you what I'm hoping to see in this game, in the final preseason game against Memphis, when we know the starters won't really be playing, if they play at all. So it's not going to be terribly important for the Pelicans, but it might get, show off some of these younger guys, the other guys they've signed, and see what they're capable of. That game certainly could be also, just as a side note, very important for Jordan Crawford. We'll talk about that on Friday, though. So let's just dive right on ahead into the Rajon Rondo news of the day. So the news came out early yesterday morning that Rajon Rondo did have successful surgery. They're calling it a core muscle injury, not a sports hernia anymore. A core muscle injury. Had successful surgery in Philadelphia performed by Dr. William Myers. Again, he's the specialist when it comes to this sort of thing, so it's not a Pelicans team doctor. I don't think there's too much to read into that. I'm just noting it because it is in the press release. And they're saying Rondo is expected to be out 4 to 6 weeks. And, you know, 4 to 6 weeks is a good chunk of the Pelican season to start the year. 4 weeks puts it at about 10 missed games. 6 weeks is about 17 missed games. So you're looking at anywhere from around 12% of the season to around 21% of the season for the Pelicans. That's not ideal. Obviously, it's significantly better if it's closer to the 4 weeks than it is the 6 weeks. And also the other thing with it, too, is the fact that Rondo does tend to come back from injuries a little bit earlier than the timelines tend to suggest. But this is the Pelicans, and there's no reason to think that would be the case. So, you know, certainly going to see how this goes, but I'm not optimistic, let's say, when it comes to the injury and him coming back earlier. And this is interesting because it really does impact the Pelicans big time, because he was going to be a big part of getting their offense going. And, you know, what the funny thing to me, though, is Rondo has been dinged up, like, really for a long number of years. Like, I'm actually kind of surprised that he doesn't have the injury-prone label, and I didn't really think about this till I started looking at his career injury history. But basically since, you know, the 2007-08 season when he won the title with the Chicago Bulls, since 2009-2010, that season, and then from then on, he's basically been really injured and missing lots of games. He's torn an ACL in the middle of the season. He missed, you know, combined 29 games in 2010-2011, 2011-2012. And then it's, you kind of hit periods where in 2013-2014, he doesn't come back till after January, and he doesn't look too great. And then in 2014, 2015, he gets traded to the Mavs, and then eventually he's benched with a back injury, and then they buy him out, and so on and so on. And he's got just this awful injury history that's kind of followed him since the latter end of his Celtics tenure, which is a bit surprising. So maybe what I'm getting at after botching kind of the injury history there, I don't have it written down in front of me, is maybe we should have seen this coming a little bit and this shouldn't be a surprise to us, but it is. And the Pelicans have to adapt. So the question is, what are they going to be doing? So at practice the other day, they had Holiday running point guard. Nothing surprising about that. Then you had Moore at shooting guard, Cunningham at the three, along with AD and Cousins. So the starting lineup from the other night, and basically what the lineup you would expect to get thrown and trotted out there with Rondo out. The question is, does this lineup work? And we have the answer from last year, and that is no. And we saw that after this, you know, the Pelicans struggled after the DeMarcus Cousins trade, partially because those two were still getting adjusted, yes, but because Holiday struggled in that situation. So when you see that lineup, I'm kind of having some flashbacks to things of just not working and Holiday having multiple turnovers in games. So it's a concern when you see this in practice. And right now, I think the Pelicans really don't have an answer for how they want to deal with this Rondo situation. But after practice, Holiday said over and over again, he doesn't really see his role changing very much based on the Rondo injury. And he said that ball handling is going to be kind of a team duty. It's going to be spread out. So you would assume Etuan Moore is going to get to handle the rock some of the time. Ian Clark, maybe Jordan Crawford steps up into a larger role here. The problem is you're kind of spreading out this ball handling duty, which we don't want Drew doing the entire time because that leads to a lot of 6 and 7 turnover games, in my opinion. But you're spreading this ball handling duty with just a lot of crap, to be honest. Etuan Moore, when he was doing it the other night, was just bad in that way. There's like no getting around it, and you know, it's not good. Like, I don't want Jordan Crawford kind of running the point even when Drew Holiday's out there to take that burden off of him. Maybe Ian Clark, but again, I don't think Ian Clark can do this full time. And so a lot of people are wondering if maybe the Pels kind of shift direction now and don't go with their kind of normal plan, even though not unfortunately, but it's what it sounds like they're going to do is kind of stick with the model they have in place. They're not going to go, which people are hoping for, and this is the point I was trying to make, that they're not switching to point Boogie and all of that just yet. You know, this offense with Chris Finch, I don't think is going to be a direct representation or facsimile of the Denver offense with Jokic. Cousins basically said that, screamed it at certain people on media day, and basically was like, don't compare it to that. We're in a unique situation. Now, maybe you'd like to see more of this. And when I talk about the dribble handoffs and other things, this is a topic I really want to discuss because I like the X's and O's behind it. And it's going to be very interesting to discuss. But unfortunately, it doesn't seem like this is going to be the case. So the Pelicans are going to need to get just enough positive play from some of these other guys on their roster to be able to kind of replace Rajon Rondo. So before talking a little bit more about how the Pelicans can weather this Rajon Rondo injury, what they should be doing, and why this is like the worst time it could happen, that's what I'm going to talk about in the next part here. I do want to mention, today's the day. Tune in to Locked On NBA. I've got my Pelicans preview up there with the Western Conference Part 2. Bunch of other teams up there. 5 to 7 minutes answering some interesting questions for the team. Things you guys need to know. Obviously, you're going to need to know. You know these, but the rest of the league, you want to know, it's what are the 2 or 3 biggest storylines? What needs to happen for the best case scenario? What would lead to the worst case scenario? Player most likely to be thought of differently at the end of the season? Player whose career trajectory is most impacted this season, either good or bad? Rookies who will have an impact and how much? And the best guess on how the season ends? Listen to every host on the Locked On Podcast Network, the NBA host, answering those questions about their team. It's going to give you a great overview around the league. So make sure you tune in to the Locked On NBA podcast. So should the Pelicans try and trade for someone else, or should they try and ride out the storm and figure it out with the current roster? And right now, based off what, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, what we've seen with the Holiday, Moore, Cunningham, Davis, Cousins lineup being kind of the starters in practice, it seems like they're just going to try and weather this out, especially when Holiday says we're going to split up the ball handling duties and it's a team job. It's going to be everyone doing it, not just him. His role is still going to largely stay the same. And I think that's actually smart. And in this case, I don't really support trading for someone, you know, maybe you sign someone, but I'd rather pick up someone who can do a kind of run a similar type of offense to what this is. I think you need to kind of play this all out and just continue down the path you were going towards, because, you know, it's, you're just getting this offense put in place and you're just getting them started. And a 4 to 6 week injury is just short enough to make a new team or new player or what have you, or the team, get used to playing one way to then just revert back to what you were doing in preseason. And you've kind of now spun the wheels for a couple of weeks. So this 4 to 6 weeks, if you start playing differently, guys get used to this, and that's important with rhythm, chemistry, all of those different things. You know, it's not NBA 2K where you can just pop in a new guy and it's like, oh, we're all fine, he upgraded, he's got a higher rating. That's not how this works. I think you need to kind of play the style that you were gonna play. You've built around this all offseason. Your training camp's been used to kind of run this team this way. Preseason's been used for it, and hopefully they should keep going this way, because if you bring in a new player or you trade for someone who's dramatically different, you know, and then all of a sudden Rondo comes back and you switch back to that, well, now you're kind of starting from scratch for a third time. That's the weird thing. So that's where this isn't a very good situation for the Pelicans to be in, and why this is so bad for the team. You know, if this was the middle of the season, you can be like, okay, everything's perfect. We know what this is. We run it a certain way. But it's at the start of the year. And now do you start all over, or do you go with what you were doing but just a lesser version of it? And I think you do go with a lesser version of it. And unfortunately, it's just a lose-lose situation for the Pelicans. And, you know, I don't think there's really a good way for them to kind of progress. Just go the course, trust your system, trust the process more than anything else. And just see if it works. You know, give Ian Clark a ton of minutes in this game on Friday to see if maybe he's the answer there. Certainly, I like Etuan Moore's shooting. He played well as a starter last year, but man, he's just, it's not dynamic there. And we saw after the trade that Holiday and Cousins and Davis, that pairing didn't work too well together, at least for Holiday. So you can't ask him to go back to playing that style when he spent all summer trying to play a different way. So that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Pelicans. Just a shorter podcast today. Let's just get through this Rondo injury like the team needs to do. Dribble handoffs tomorrow. I'm pumped about this. This is something you're going to see a lot from this team. Maybe even more so now because of the Rondo injury. I want to devote a whole episode to this, breaking it down, how the Pelicans are going to use it, who's going to be running these type of plays, why they're effective, and, you know, why this team should be doing it. And this is something that Chris Finch really likes. You're seeing dribble handoffs in vogue in the NBA. So this is going to be a fun one tomorrow. So thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, like it on Facebook, follow it on Twitter, at LockedOnPels. Again, all of that keeps this free for you all and 5 days a week. That's important. Also, go pick up a copy of The Gambit. I did the Pelicans preview in there with a bunch of fake tweets from people having some fun, completely and totally not real future tweets that you may or may not, since they're fake, see this season. Had a lot of fun doing it. Pick up a copy. Support local music and local acts. Always a good thing. So I'm your host, Jake Madison, at Nola Jake on Twitter. Thank you all for listening today, and I'll be back with you all tomorrow.
Napa know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.